Good morning. We just thank the Lord for another opportunity to bring the word of God, and we thank this leadership of this great church and the associate ministers ministry for an opportunity to stand before you this morning. We are going to look at a familiar topic from Acts 27, 21 through 25. While you're finding that, I will take this opportunity to lift up a prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you because you're God and you're God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that your presence is here this morning. Fill me up, have your way. Holy Spirit, show out. Show forth that somebody might know you at the conclusion of this service. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you should have found Acts 27 by now. Acts 27, 20, beginning with verse 21. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.'" You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, those who are standing here in this great sanctuary. We're going to talk today about the unexpected storm. The unexpected storm. Nobody wants to go sailing during a storm. Yet we find ourselves sailing along in life while the storms of life are raging all around us. Paul was on his way to Rome as a prisoner who would appear before Caesar, who was the Roman dictator at that time. Paul was guilty of telling the Jews about Christ, who died for the sins of the world. While in Jerusalem, Paul was arrested and accused by the Jews of defiling the temple. He gave his defense to the Jews and then to the Roman officials. Neither group accepted Paul's arguments for Christianity. Thus, the Jews wanted to kill him for teaching Jesus, and the Roman officials did not believe Paul's preaching of the resurrection of Christ. Paul was asked by the Roman officials to appear before the Jewish leaders who plotted to kill him, but Paul said, "Oh no, I will appear before Caesar." So we find Paul was transported to Rome by ship in the company of a Roman soldier and other prisoners who were guarded by soldiers. So sailing was dangerous during the season of storms. Paul warned the crew that the voyage would end in disaster for the ship and those aboard. Paul's warning was ignored by the Roman guard and the sailors, for the sailors had already set their mind on reaching the next largest port, possibly because they wanted to sell their goods. and the Roman soldiers possibly wanted a larger port so that they could house their prisoners during the storm season. These men desired circumstances that were befitted them. They viewed their circumstances from a human perspective, and they ignored the report of a coming storm. In other words, we can be just like the sailors and the soldiers when we ignore godly reports. Some Christians are more interested in political and personal gains than the report of a coming storm or a worsening pandemic. They live their lives based on the present conditions. The present conditions for Paul and his shipmates were, the sea was calm, and there was a nice warm breeze blowing from the south. So the sailors set sail. They intended to make it to the larger town where they could benefit. But they could not see the unexpected storm. That is just how life is for us. There are unexpected storms that we cannot see. There can be unexpected storms behind sunny days. You know how it is. The sun is shining bright, and before you know it, there's a storm in your midst. There can be adverse health behind good health. There can be financial loss behind financial gain. There can be a job loss behind a job promotion. There can be the calm before the storm. Do not ignore the report of a coming storm. God has a plan to help us through unexpected storms. Believe God's report as we live through the pandemic storm. So on their way to Rome, a devastating storm arose on the sea. Have you ever been in a storm or a hurricane? A hurricane is a powerful natural force. Some parts of the United States are or will be experiencing a hurricane very soon. Winds can gust up to 155 miles an hour. Rain can drop at 5 inches an hour. The waves can reach 10 stories high, and the storm surge can reach up to 25 feet. Hurricanes can level towns and cities, as we well know, destroying life and property. But the two most interesting parts or things about a hurricane would be the eye and the eye wall. For the eye of the storm is calm and peaceful. But the eye wall is intense, powerful, full of ruin and destruction. The eye and the eye wall of a storm let us know that while the storms of life are raging around us, we can have peace in the midst of the storm if we make Jesus our center, if we make Jesus the eye of our storm. God does not remove all storms as quickly as we would like him, but he promised us peace during our storm. We can have peace if Christ is our eye in a storm. Regardless of the storm that may come, we are unshakable, unmovable, even in life's fiercest storms. The pandemic of COVID-19 is a storm all over the world. The racial injustices are storms stirring in our nation. And of course, we have the hurricanes that are coming. They are also storms. So no matter which storm you are experiencing, there's a place near God where you can rest and stand in the midst of the storm. When you have Christ in your storm, you can make it through the storm. When the storms of life are raging, God may cause your storm to cease, or he may enter the storm with you, giving you his presence in the storm so that you can shift your focus from the storm to the one who will calm it. He is Jesus Christ. So don't give up in the storms of life. Believe God's report. Paul warned the men of a coming storm, but they had a rebellious spirit, and they did not listen to what God revealed to Paul. The storm was very violent. The sailors lost control of the ship. They tried to escape from that doomed ship when they saw a glimpse of land. When things look bad, don't you know that there are some saints who will walk out on you? When things look bad, there are some people who will slip out on you. They will leave you all alone when the going gets rough. These sailors pretended that they were dropping their anchor in the sea, but all the while, they were letting down those little boats to make their escape. Paul warned them to stay with the ship and live. The storm tossed that ship back and forth. The sailors had to throw out that wheat that they planned to make their little money on because they had to lighten the load because of the storm. They had to drop those anchors and leave them in the sea because they had to lighten the load in the storm. They had to cut those little boats and let them float away because they had to lighten their load in the storm. When you need to get through your storm, church, let me tell you, you're gonna have to throw out everything that's not needed in order to lighten your load. You're gonna have to cut some things away. You're going to have to let some things drift away in order to save your life in some of the storms that we have to go through. The ship that Paul and his shipmates were on ran aground and broke up. The soldiers were not planning on losing any of their prisoners. So the soldiers planned to kill the prisoners. But the centurion wanted to save Paul. So he made a suggestion. He said, if you can swim, you need to make your way to land. My God from Zion. And he said, if you cannot swim, if you cannot put one arm out, the other one out, put your face in the water during that first time, come up for a little air if you have to. He said, if you cannot do that, then you need to make it to land on the broken pieces of the ship. Sometimes our storms are so severe that we can't even swim. We have to make it the best way we can on the broken pieces of life. I'm talking about broken hopes, broken dreams, broken plans. Some storms are just like the pandemic and the hurricane. They will shut everything down. Some storms of life are so severe that they leave you with nothing but a broken spirit, a spirit that is now ready to do things God's way. Escape to God on your broken pieces. Just because you have to make it through your storm on broken pieces. I'm talking about broken relationships, broken dreams, broken hopes, broken plans, and a broken spirit. You are not alone. God is with you on your broken pieces. Even though the situation looks grim, God continues to watch over you. Paul encouraged the men before the ship was destroyed. He told them that there will be no loss of life. He said that an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, told me not to be afraid. Whom do you belong this morning? And whom do you serve? When the storms are raging in your life, can you hear your master saying, do not be afraid? Paul said, I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Whatever storms you are facing this morning, believe God. When you have God in your storm, there is no power that can destroy you. There are no haters who can defeat you. When you have God's promises, you have His authority. You may be thinking that the pandemic has left you with nothing. No money, no job, no family, and no friends. Some of you may be thinking that you have no control or authority to make a difference in your life, your home, your job, your community, or even in your church. You may look helpless this morning, but do not base your life on what things look like. Paul looked like a prisoner on that failed ship. Oh yes, he was a prisoner. He had a guard, a centurion guard in him on that ship. But the God that was in Paul gave him more power than the captain of the ship or the sailors who were guarding him. Since God granted Paul all those who sailed with him, Paul the prisoner had authority from God on that doomed ship. Whose authority do you have this morning? If you have God's authority in life, it will be just as it was told to you. What do you look like this morning? I'm speaking to you out there. You may be looking helpless. You may be thinking that you are helpless, but it does not matter what it looks like. It does not matter whether you look powerless or not. It does not matter what you feel like. You better tell somebody that the God that you serve, the God to whom you belong, is Jesus Christ. You better let them know that no weapons, no pandemic, no sickness, no lack that the enemy formed against you shall prosper. You better tell somebody this morning that every tongue that talks negatively against you should be condemned in judgment. You better tell them this morning. You better talk to your storm and tell your storm about your God. Tell your storm that yes, when you look down, there is a pandemic, sickness, death, pain, financial loss, family problems are all around. But still, when you look up to Jesus, oh glory, look up to Jesus this morning. When you look up to Jesus, you're going to find that there is light, healing, financial gain, and thriving families. Yes, you may have to tell your storm that when you look around, there is racial unrest, murder, lying, stealing, and corruption. But still, when you look up to Jesus, I want somebody this morning to look up to Jesus. No matter what it looks like around you, but I want you to look up to Jesus. When you look up to Jesus, you will find that all lives matter. You will find that there is justice. There is liberty for all. Lift up your eyes to the hills, from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Tell your storm that Jesus, I said, tell your storm that Jesus, tell your storm that Jesus is the captain of your ship. And you will make it, whether you have to swim, whether you have to put one arm in front of the other, whether you got to put your head in some water, come up for a little bit of air, and keep on stroking. Whatever you have to do, you will make it. But if you cannot swim, you're going to have to make it on the broken pieces of your life. That's all right. right. It does not matter as long as you make it on what God has given to you. You better tell your storm to whom you belong. Tell your storm that you belong to Jesus Christ, who will not allow your foot to be moved. You better tell your storm whom you serve. He is your keeper and preserver from all evil. He preserves your going in and your coming out. God knows your beginning from your end. He will see you through your unexpected storm. Don't quit. Don't die. Don't give up in these storms of life, because you serve a God who sits high and he looks low. He will help you during your storm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell your storm. Tell your storm this morning that you serve Christ, the one who died for the sins of the world and arose with all power on the third day. Then take heart and believe that it will be just as it was told you. You will get through your storm. Amen, amen.